The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review with Hugh Hewitt podcast, bringing to you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Helping make it all possible is the generous partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I'll trust you enjoy.
Is there not something just empirically sound to his statement about how he's been persecuted?
Yes, there is. And everything he said was true. He's the most persecuted president. He's the most autopsied president in our history. And the other issue is, to what degree can he make that case in a positive way to help his party and his agenda? And I would think that he's now proved beyond a doubt that they're going after him in extra legal, if not extraordinary, ways that we've never seen before. But I do think he's going to have to, at some point, say, that's what they did to me, and here's what we're going to do as a nation to make sure that doesn't happen. And here is my contract with America for the midterms, and we're all going to run on a national platform of closing that border like I did and getting our energy sector back to be productive as it can be and to stop this crime wave that's hurting people throughout the country and to get our foreign policy back on a deterrent. So I think he needs now to pivot and to give this positive message. And I say that, Seb, because you know what they're doing. They look at the polls and they're not sure they're not going to be wiped out. So they think we have twin pillars, the January 6th committee and the raid on Trump's home. And we're going to leak and plant stories with the media. And then that's going to go through the left-wing blogosphere of Michael Beschloff saying that Trump should basically be executed. That's what they're going to do. So Trump's got to find a way to circumvent that and just say, you know what? We know what you're doing, but here's my positive agenda, and you're not going to distract me by going after my person. And I think he can do that, but they want him to play the victim, and then they're going to pile on and get him angrier and angrier and angrier.
So let's just drill down on one of the things you mentioned there. Yeah. So Beschloss, who previously, before Trump, was a presidential historian with many books to his credit, has come out as clearly one of these patients of Trump derangement syndrome, who gives interviews about how, oh, and by the way, people are executed for treason and the Espionage mm-hmm. Act. But it's one thing to have a talking head or a man of letters say that, Professor. But when, as you noted, the former director of Central Intelligence, a general, a retired general in the Air Force, retweets that and says, sounds right to me. Have we come to some qualitative change in the substantive nature of the Republic? Are we at a place that we haven't? I mean, did leading commentators and former government officials talk about executing Nixon in the 70s?
No, that was a fringe element among the hard left, the street left, but right. Not the establishment. But what we're seeing with somebody like Michael Hayden is that this is serial behavior. He compared Trump's immigration policies to the death camps at Birkenau, Auschwitz. And then, not to be embarrassed by that, he was one of the 50 so-called intelligence officers. Yeah, and he said that Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation, which even Hunter didn't claim. Hunter didn't deny that it was his. So there's this group of people, Liz Cheney, Michael Hayden, Michael Beschloss, Bill Kristol, John Bolton, that they're so acculturated to the waters of Washington, and they swim in those waters, that they feel that when they come down from on high and make these statements, it has an effect, and it has no effect. Nobody listens to them. So then, rather than correct or be self-reflective, they double down and double down, and then they get past the point of caricature, and they destroy themselves. It's almost, you know, the Greeks said, he who the gods would destroy, they are first made insane.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what's happening.
But here, my question to you, given that you have that context, I mean, I was listening to your podcast recently, you were discussing Carthage, you were talking about the defeat of 90,000 Romans in one battle. Mm-hmm. We're talking about an individual who's not just living in the bubble. If Biden is reelected or Kamala becomes president, Mike Hayden could be invited back to become the CIA director again. So how dangerous is this? Are these just empty words?
No, it's very dangerous because, and I'll show you what I mean by that, Seb, is that after the election, there was a way forward in Georgia. Had we as a party or had Trump said, all my supporters are disillusioned about the process, I know they have reason to be, but for this time and this occasion, this moment, vote. And then he could have said to the independent, I offend you, but these people are hardcore Marxists. And if we had those two seats, we wouldn't be in this mess right now. So what we have to do as traditionalists and conservatives, and I think that Trump has to do along with the other luminaries of the Republican Party, is say, these people want to destroy us. And if we keep going back tit for tat, that's what they want us to do. And they'll use the administrative state to leak to the Washington Post and New York Times, and all we will be doing until midterms is reacting. But we have a golden moment to take the House and the Senate and stop this madness. We can stop it. And so we need a positive agenda. And when big tech says we have to be careful, Mark Zuckerberg says, I might not do what I did in 2020. Don't believe them. What they're saying is essentially we're going to use disinformation to get the right off guard, but we're going to go out and we're going to pour money like we've never done before into pre-selected precincts in these congressional districts. And we're going to censor and we're going to exempt opinion that we don't like on Twitter and Facebook. And they're going to really galvanized, and they act as if they're diffident, they're unsure, they're afraid of civil war, that they're right. That's all a ruse. If you notice this new civil war porn, that all of a sudden the right is capable of civil war, and this is what Beschloss said. He said he was commenting on civil war. Well, anybody who's an insurrectionary would do things like the following: get rid of the filibuster, try to get rid of the Electoral College, try to pack the court, try to have a national voting law, try to bring in two more states, try to use the administrative state in a weaponized fashion. They are the revolutionaries and the insurrectionists, and yet you play into their game, and all of a sudden we have to say, oh, we're not insurrectionists. We don't want a civil war.
If your policies can't win elections, that's what you do. You try and disassemble the system that doesn't allow you to win those elections.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership program offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you're enjoying the podcast, please tell a friend to go to Town Hall Review and sign up as well today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.